Hundreds of bloggers have already made inquiries about attending a special meeting being arranged by the Pontifical Councils for Culture and Social Communications. The meeting is on May 2nd, just after the beatification of Pope John Paul II. Officials say the meeting was proposed to establish a dialogue between the church and the new media. Fabio Colagrande spoke to Dr. Richard Rouse, an official of the Pontifical Council for Culture, about the initiative.
The idea of having a blog meeting came really in the wake of previous meetings organized in the sense of a pastoral approach, looking after culture. In the past, you'd very often have a bishop would call together artists in his diocese, or he'd call together writers in his diocese. Now, if we look today at where culture is strongly formed and shaped, it's the blogosphere. Bloggers have an enormous influence. It's an important community. It's an important category. And so it's right that there be a meeting of bloggers within the church in order for the church to take account of this reality, to dialogue with it, to listen to it, to be aware of it. It's not a meeting about. It's not a meeting which intends to propose writing rules for bloggers. It's not a meeting in which we're going to tell people how to blog properly. It's just a very simple encounter, a first step along a road of dialogue in which we seek to know each other better.
Is this a meeting just for Catholic bloggers?
No, it's not just Catholic bloggers. It's for all bloggers. Our particular meeting here is the invitation is open to all bloggers. One of the things we're a little bit aware of is that sometimes the Catholic blogosphere can become a bit of a ghetto, and Catholic bloggers will write about other Catholic bloggers, and other bloggers will write about other Catholic bloggers, rather than seeing beyond the ghetto, rather than engaging with the world outside. So in our first meeting here, and it's the first of many, it's the first step, we intend to invite non-Catholic bloggers as well as the Catholic bloggers, who will obviously be in the majority because the occasion is, of course, in the wake of the beatification of John Paul II, the great communicator.
How do people participate in this meeting?
The bloggers are being invited to send an email with their own blog to the following address, blogmeet@pccs.it. Once we've received all of the applications to participate, and already within the first 24 hours, we've had more than 300 requests to participate, then we will proceed to the moment of making the choice of who is going to speak. Obviously, there will have to be representative of the type of people who've requested to speak. We'll be choosing on the basis of geography, of language, of type of blog, whether it's a multi-voice blog, whether there are more than one person writing, whether it's a thematic blog, and so on and so forth. It's not an easy decision, but we're just to have a representative, very informal, somebody who's going to talk and just bring to light the issues that bloggers face and see how the church is responding.
Are there any risks involved in this initiative?
Certainly we're aware that a blog meeting can sometimes be a blog fest and sometimes it can be a blog fight. We're aware of that, but our intention here is just at the moment just to start to engage in a first step with Catholic bloggers. Further on down the line, I'm sure that we'll be able to articulate a more fulsome pastoral response to the reality. But first steps at a time.